ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed. The sugya here, it starts a little bit on Daf Chav Tesim and Beis. We're discussing first various wines that don't have the din of Yayin Nesach. We have in the Mishnah already Chaimetz, and the Mishnah says that the Chaimetz that was Shalav Dechom Shayim Etchilasa Yayin, that already was wine Bidei Avikachav, and that's Asur Bahana. Now, Shaygen, if it's already Chaimetz Bidei Yisrael, and then the guy took it, then the guy touched it, he does not make it Asur. And the Gemara explains, because he's not Menasachit. The Gemara also discusses Yayin Mevushel. The Yayin Mevushel is not Asur because he's not Menasachit. And the Gemara discusses Aluntis, also the same thing with these things. If it was Yayin before it was Mevushel, beyond the guy, it's Asur. But if it's Yayin beyond the Yid, and then it was Mevushel, then the guy does an Asur. And the same thing, Aluntis, which is not wine, it's the Yayin which is mixed with the Dvash and the Palpulin, so it doesn't taste like wine anymore. So then it doesn't have a din of Nisuch. The Gemara also discusses Yayin Mazuk, but that the Gemara's Maskan is that Yayin Mazuk, diluted wine, does have a din of Yayin Nesach. So the shaila that the Rishayim discusses with these things is that we could understand that there's no shash nisach on these things. We have chaimetz or yayin mevushel or aluntis. It's not proper wine. Goyim are not menasach such wine today of avodah zarah. But since the gzeira of wine is because of chasnus, and we spoke about this in the previous year, why isn't there a problem of chasnus with these things? Now, enechinami, it could be that the shayla is not so shver, legabi chaymetz l'mashal, could be there's no chasnus, there's no gzeir of chasnus by chaymetz, chaymetz is not something which is makar of the das, and could be aluntis also, there's no kshash of chasnus, but yayim avushal, the rishayim had it shver, why isn't there a kshash of chasnus by yayim avushal? But first, I want to speak out Rashi, which some achreinim understand Rashi, that there really is a kshash of chasnus by all these things. Just not a chash of nesach. See, Rashi in the Mishnah, by Chaimetz, Rashi says, Shoyim et chilasa yayim biyad evikachavim, lafuke hechad de'ein zavad evikacham chaimetz mi Yisrael, lafuke if a guy bought the vinegar from the Yisrael, the limitsa bahano. It doesn't become asa bahano. The tamad asa bahano, Mishnah adum, menaski of a chaimetz lo menasach. The reason for the Yisrael no is because of nisach, and chaimetz is not menasach. So the Taizyantiv already stells it. Why did Rashi say Lemitzer Bahano? He should have said Lemitzer. He should have said it's not Asir. Why did he add the word Bahano? That's a mashmois that it's only not Asir Bahano, but it's Asir B'shtiyah. What's the pshat? Why should it be Asir B'shtiyah if there's no Nisuch? So why is it Asir B'shtiyah? So the Taizyantiv says that then Mrs. Taisus talks about it. Taisus at the end of Chavtes and Mabei says, Mikani Yanir Lahatir Chaymet Shalonu B'magra Evikachavim. The gamer benim meshulam mitirei, that vinegar there should be no problem if a guy touches it. Benatamik b'dolayev amikena mikiyim b'tiv chaimitz. We don't know exactly what's vinegar. Ma'isim b'chol yaim. Some people say it's vinegar. Some people say it's not vinegar. It's wine. We don't know exactly what vinegar is, so we can't be mekel. Shulchan Aruch l'ma'isa paskins. We could be mekel by chaimitz. It gives a shir. It tells a shir man to tell it's vinegar. But Lamaisa Taisus didn't want to be Mekel. So Taisyan, this is Rashi also. He didn't want to be Mekel by Shti al Kopanim. Taisus, he didn't care so much by Hanoah, which is not as Chomer, but by Shti, he didn't want to be Mekel. Maybe he won't think it's Chaimetz. Chay, a little bit schwer to say that Rashi, when he's being Mefarish the Mishnah, he should say Lemitzah Banoah because he's afraid. Bemisin is Chaimetz, if it is Chaimetz, it's Asmutta B'Shti also. But he says Lemitzah Banoah because Halach Lemaisa, he didn't want to be Mekel Lagabe Shtiyah because maybe it's not Chaimetz. A bissel schwer to learn Rashi that way, but that's what Teis Yantiv says. But the other Rashi is also in the Sugya. The Beis Yosef brings in by Aluntis Kibraisa. The Rashi says Aluntis, which the guy didn't have the wine originally, he bought it already. The Aluntis was already made Miad Yisrael. Materis Rashi says Bahanah, the Suloy Menasachle. He says it's Mutta Bahanah. Again, why did Rashi say Bahanah? Let it say Materis. Materis, the Suloy Menasachle. Why did Rashi throw in the word Bahanah? Also sounds like that Beshtia, it would be Aser. But the Beis Yosef didn't want that Rashi should come out. I like the Paiskim, but say Mefurish that it's Mutta Beshtia. So Beis Yosef was matrik a little bit, and he says, the reason why I said Muteris Banu is to tell you that the Resha, the yayim mevush of aluntis levik echavim, that if it was cooked or made into aluntis b'yan evik echavim, that surin means it's even asur b'hanah. Also a little dachuk, Rashi could have said it there. Rashi could have said asurin b'hanah. He didn't have to say over here mutarin b'hanah. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. He's maskim, it's a dachuk, in order that Rashi shouldn't come out not like the Paiskim. But the other achrenim, the Bach and the Taz and the Prisha, they read us that by yayin mevushal, also Rashi's yayin mevushal, mash mishayim mitchilasa yayin b'yad avichom mebishlei asur b'hanah, mishum tchilasa. And he says, Tamil Evicham Bishloi, Habishloi Yisrael Behetr Sulei Mitzer Bahanah. So Rashi Bayayim Mavushal also is Mashma clearly that, again, he throws in the word Bahanah, which is Mashma, that Bishtiyu Bias, even by Mavushal. So the Bach says a Pshat because it's also because of Akshash shall be Machlif, but the Achrenim are very bothered. If there's Akshash shall be Machlif, why wouldn't that Aserit Bahanah also? Elamai Echaisim is good enough that he won't be machlif legabe anah, so who then legabe shti? What's the chilik? So the Taz and the Prisha both say that vaisa shitas Rashi is that this din of loy menaskle is only a heter banah, mashek and shti within the Israel's alzchasnus, so there is no heter. And chaymitz, you have to say, we're not talking about chaymitz, it's mamish so vinegar that you only use it as a dip or for salad dressing or whatever it is. It's chaymitz, it's used as a beverage. It's just chaymitz, it's fermented. It tastes like chaymitz. It doesn't taste so good. So Rashi holds that only helps for nisuch. Mashenkin legabe chasnus, since it's a wine-based beverage, even though now it's fermented, it doesn't taste so good, or it's mevushal, it's lower quality, or it's made into a aluntis, or whatever the case is, but all these cases, you have a problem of chasnus. So melo bimutta ba'anah, because there's no problem of nisuch, but bi'osu b'shtiyah, because you have a problem of chasnus. And this worked best like the Rashba that we mentioned in the previous shiur, that the Rashba holds that there's two gzeiros. There was an earlier gzeira to asa b'shtia altschasnus. That was the first gzeira. And wine at that point was mutter b'hanah and was asa b'shtia because of chasnus, just like pitan and shamnam. And then there was a later gzeira, which that our Mishnah talks about, which is a later gzeira after shami v'hilul, which since Chazal saw that goyim on menasach very frequently wine for their avodah zarah, so mel the acid bahanah alts nisuch, and that's the whole sugya here. Rashi here didn't mention anything about chasnus. Rashi just said don menaschei, and the sugya here is not talking about shtia. We're talking about hanah because shtia anyway is aser. Shtia is aser alts chasnus. So all that term of Agamara, chasnus, of chaimitz and mevushal and aluntis and the shail of mazik was all legabi the iser hanah, which is alts nisuch. But the Issa Shtia, which is Al Skasnus, that the whole Gemara doesn't apply. Now, Rabbi Kivega asks on the Taz, that what do you do with the story of Shmuel and Avlet? That it says clearly that Shmuel was trying to drink the wine, and Avlet, when the wine came in, Avlet made sure not to touch it. And Shmuel told, don't worry about it, because Yayim Avushal is no din of Yayin Esech. And there it's clear that he was allowed to even drink it. That's why they brought the wine to him, to drink it, not just to have an awe. So what's the pshat in that? There you see mefurish that yayim mevushal is mutter b'shtiyah also. So on the Taz is takish shver, but on Rashi, the Chassam Sefer here and the Rashash, they say that the din of chasnus is only said when the guy owns the wine. The wine that belongs to a guy, a yid is not allowed to eat because of chasnus. Mashengen, if the wine belongs to a yid and a guy touches it, and there you have the whole dinim of yayin nesach because of maga the guy asers. There's no isim mitzad chasnus. Just like by pitan and shamnam, they didn't aser if a guy touches your bread or your oil. So who didn't? They didn't aser al chasnus if a guy touches the wine. They aser to drink a guyish wine, the wine that belongs to a guy. So if the guy touches the wine that belongs to a yin, that the issa, even shti, would only be al nisuch, and that wouldn't apply to mevushal. Similar to what we said in the previous shiur, that the Ran held that this heter that Tzom Rishayim said, that there's a heter hanah in the wine today, because our goyim today are not menasach wine, that would only apply to wine that goyim touched of our wine, because there you need that they should be menasach. Mashenkin in their own wine, that the issur is chasnus, there's no heter. So now it's shtim. So this is the pshat in Rashi, according to the Taz and the Prisha, the way the Chassam Sefer and the Rashash explained the Shmuel and Avlet, that the pshat is that a chasnus is takano heter, not for chaymitz, and not for Bishul, and not for Aluntis. The heter is only in the Isser of Nisach, which is in Het Isser Hanah, but the Isser of Chasus, which is in Isser Shtia, it's Taka Aser, except in the case where the guy touched the Yid's wine, where there the whole Isser is Nisach, and Memela by Mavushal, there's no Isser Klal. But the other Rishayim don't hold this way, and Rav Rishayim don't hold, and this is how we paskin, that these things, Chaimetz and Yain Mavushal and Alundis, are all Mutter even Mishtia. And we have the Shaila, what happened to the Isser of Chasnus? So on Chaimetz and on Alundis is not Shver, because you could say the Isser of Chasnus was only said by wine. And Chaimetz is no longer wine. You don't make a Beri Priya Gafin on Chaimetz. It doesn't taste like wine. It doesn't even look like wine. It doesn't smell like wine. It's not wine. It came from wine. It started off as wine, but now it's Nishtana. It's not considered wine. And Alundis also, you made it into a Tavshil. It's not wine. There's wine as an ingredient. There's a wine flavoring, but it's not wine anymore. But Yayim Mevushal bothered the Rishonim. What's the pshat that Yayim Mevushal doesn't have a din of chasnus? Now, the Rambam, in Hilchos Mecholos Asuras Perek in Aleph Halacha Tes, says that Amos Nasach Lavei Dezorol Yayin Shoroi Likarv Lagabim Mizbeach. Uneizet, Keshagozul Astam Yenim Vagozul Kol Yayin Sheyiga Begoyishi Asabat No, Lagozul Yayin Aroyil Is Nasach. The only thing that Menasach to Vedazor is Yayin, which is Roy to Makav Agav Mizbech, and therefore they're only Vagoyz on Yayin Aroyil Is Nasach. Ulefnichach Yayin Mavushal She Yisrael Shinoga Begay Eina Asr. Umutal Ishtaisim Begay Begay Sechot. He says Mefurish is Mutta Beshtia, and he says the heter is because it's not Roil Is Nasach. I, the Tam Isser is not chasnus. So you could say that since the Gedr Isser they did was, they made it Asr Bano, and they gave it all the Gedarim of Yayin of Nesach, that's how they created the Isser. So mainly Yayin, which cannot become Yayin Nesach, cannot be Menesach Lavei Dezara, they didn't make the Gzeir on that. Even though the Tam of the Gzeir was Aschasnus, but the way they made the Gedr of the Gzeir is, they said that a blimes kilu was misnasach lavei dezar, and this yayin doesn't pass nisach lavei dezar, and memel it's mutter. That's what the Rambam holds. The Torah also says that tam. The Torah says v'kevin shemishum sad nisach esru lo esru al b'yayin eroyu l'nasach. Even though the Torah says clearly that the isser was al chasnus, but the pshat was they made the stam yayinim al chasnus kilu was misnasach. So memel the only guys on yayin eroyu l'nisach. That's one mahalach. But it's a shayla in the Rishonim if this is emes or not. Because the Rambam says, Hayu ga'inei mayriv, the Rambam, the next Rambam, Alocha Yud, Shem nis'arev b'yayin yisrael ma'at dvash ma'at s'ar. Some dvash and s'ar got into the wine, even a little bit. Hayu vein roi le mizbech, because you're not allowed to bring dvash and s'ar in the mizbech. You call dvash le s'ar le s'atim in the isha la Hashem. Hareyu ke mevushul le sheikha vein le misnasach umutu le shtay se magoy. If you put in a little bit honey or a little bit sour note into the wine, it becomes mutter. It doesn't get the Isser of Nisach anymore. So all the Rishonim argue on this Rambam. But there's two taimim why they argue. The Rishonim, first of all, some of them say that even though it's not royal Nisach, but the taim is al-schasnus, it's perfectly good wine, it has a drop of honey in it, even if it wouldn't be royal Nisach, it's still the taim of chasnus. So according to that, you don't need this Rishonim, at least clarifying the Rosh holds that way Lamaisa, that even if there's no din of Nisach on it Bechlal, even though you can't be Menasach at Bechlal, but you still have the Gzeir of Chasnus. And they have a second Kasha on the Rambam, that even if you can't be Menasach on the Mizbech, what's preventing the Goyim from being Menasach to Avodah Zarah? The Goyim don't have a din Lagabe Avodah Zarah that they can't be Menasach if there has Sa'ar and Dvash in it. And we'll speak about the answer to this question on the Rambam also, but the Rishonim are mantra the Rambam for these two taimim. First of all, they're not klar, and some Rishonim are klar the other way, that even if there's no Nisach, still there's a time of Alschasnus. And second of all, who says there's no Nisach if you put in the Vash and Sa'ar? But the Shail is the feed the Rosh and the feed the Tzad of the Rishonim, that even when there's no Nisach, there's still a time of the Gzeir Alschasnus, so what's the Pshat and Mevushal? So the Rosh has a vart, because Mevushal is Eina Matzik Kol Kach, it's Lo Shchiach, it's like Gozabar Abonon. The Ridvasa is very similar. He says that Dayim Mevushal Yain Shaisim Enel Derech Tainik V'davimut U'leprokim Vein Matzik Eitzel HaKayil. You don't really drink it so much, you only drink it a little bit, and the Tainik, and not everyone has it. even though it's yayin, but still, it's not a yayin which was shchiach, and memela, it doesn't have, it doesn't get the issue of nisach. The Rashba, in Teres Abayis and in Tshuvah, says a loshin shein taimon yayin vein shmon yayin. It sounds like he holds his achsarin in the yayin, that doesn't have a din of yayin. There's a Ramban shita above a basha that yayin mevushel doesn't have a din yayin. Even the Gabi Bari Priyagaf, and we don't pass in that way. So, couldn't they mahalchim why Yayim Mevushel doesn't have the din of Nisach? Either because it doesn't have the din of, doesn't become usher by a guy. Either because there's a din, even for the Gzeir of Chasna, since they were masmichar on the din of Nesach, and this Yayim can't be Nesnasech, so Mel Dasa Lein is the reason why it's mutter. Or because they weren't Geizra, because it's like Shriach, whatever it is, that's the Rosh, the Ritva. Or because it doesn't have a din of yayin. So the Heimdik of Paiskim talk about what's a din of pasteurized wine. The wine is very often pasteurized, and it seems that the way they pasteurize it does have the shear of bishul. It's also a zikshtigal shal, exactly what is the shear of bishul. The Paiskim say it has to be malarisicha, it has to be bubbling, and also it has to be mamayit, but it seems that pasteurization does do that. So it's all pasteurized wine, is that considered yayin mevushel? And memela, there'll be no iser if a guy touches it. So Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say that it won't be, there's no heter for pasteurization. It's in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Chafei. He says that lemais, it doesn't change the taste. Yayim Avushel has to be that it's a lower quality wine. That's the aside. That's why it's not shchiach. That's why the Rashba says that it's not considered wine. Because it's lower quality wine, but lemaisa, the way they pasteurize today, they do it a ba'ifin that it should still taste like wine, it should still be a geshmak of wine. So memela, and you can't say it's l'shchiach, okay, it's very shchiach. So memela, you wouldn't have this heter. And he clears to say that maybe lemaisa, since bizman chazal mevushel wasn't, did lower the quality of the wine, and it was l'shchiach, or whatever it is. So memela, they would never gezer on it, so even though today it is shchiach, and today it is just as good the wine, so Mela, it could be you go busted Xeris because we can't make up new Xeris, but it claims it's not a new Xera. It's not a new Xera. Their Yayim Mevushel was a different type of Mevushel. It's a Mevushel which was like Shriach. It's a Mevushel which has lowered the quality of the wine. Pasteurization doesn't do it. He was claiming because the Chashev Ravi told him from America, told him that in Spain and in France, they had to make sure not to pasteurize the wine because it ruins the taste. The connoisseurs, the mumchim, they could tell Clara that if it was pasteurized even for a second, they could tell it ruined the entire wine. But he says, Lamaisa, he wasn't chayzer from the psak. He said, Lamaisa, for most people, it doesn't ruin the taste. He didn't think it was, he didn't hold that it should be mutter because of that. Rabbi Yashiv, in the Kaivitz Chuvis, Simen Aynei, is also marchiv about it. He first wants to be toilet, maybe, in this machlekes rishonim. If the Yisayid, why it's mutter is because you can't be menasachit, so what's the difference? L'maisa mevushel is a din, you can't be menasachit. Mashengen, if the yisayid is because it's not wine, it doesn't taste like wine, or because it's l'shchiach, or whatever the case may be, so there he's saying, but haint that it's shchiach, it's not called the nai gzeira, then it goes into the regular gzeira of wine. So he says, be'emesin, it's a machalikis rishaynim, but the Rishayim don't pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says if you mix in some sar and dvash, like we said, because it can't be menasachit, so mele it's mutter. But all the Rishayim argue, and they say even if it can't be menasachit, it's still aser. But he said, but that alone maybe you could say, because the Rambam, there's two times why the Rishayim argue. One is that even if it can't be menasachit to have a desire, it'll still be aser. That's what the Rosh holds. And that's why I say Mevushel is different, because the Milsel Shicha Lagazu Barabanan, and that he says wouldn't apply to pasteurization. But there's another time that you only can't be Menasachid on the Mizbeach. But the Rishayim hold it could be Menasach to Avei Dezara. So maybe now that we have Yayim Mevushel, which the Gemara says it can't be Menasachid to Avei Dezara, so it wouldn't be Bechlal Lekzeir Lefidos Rishayim. But the Rabbi Yashiv says he doesn't hold that way, because he thinks that even the Rishayim that are saying that it's totally whether people are menasach for Avodah Zarah, he says today no one's menasach wine altogether, but if they'd be menasach wine, he doesn't think they'd refrain from using pasteurized wine. Yayim Mevushel was different. It was a different quality. It was a different type of a wine. They didn't use that type of wine for Avodah Zarah. But pasteurized wine became like regular wine. He doesn't think anyone will not use it for Avodah Zarah. He also says, very interesting, He says, the Rosh, when he argues on the Rambam says that if mixing a little sour and dvash, and you're allowed to drink it even if a guy touches it, the Rosh says, no. First of all, he says, it's not totally a nisuch, but he says, even if it is, he says, by cooking, it's not mistarba that a guy would cook up all his wine kedei to be able to drink it together with Goyim. Masha'en Kain, if you're going to allow him to drink with Goyim, to put in sour and dvash, so he'll just put a little sour and dvash in every barrel of wine and be able to drink it with Goyim. We'll call midei chasnas. So he says, so that would apply the same thing here. If a person's going to have to go and cook the wine in order to drink it with Goyim, a person wouldn't do that. But here, it's so easy to get pasteurized wine. So about that, someone who wants to drink wine with Goyim will just buy pasteurized wine. So you have that svar lesser. He says like this also. He says, Taisus was discussing about Baisa. If you have an unripe grape, Rabbeinu Meshul was matter an unripe grape, that the juice that comes out of unripe grape doesn't have a din of wine. So Mela doesn't have a din of wine. So it's not Yai Nesach if the grape is not ripe and you get the juice from the unripe grape. So Rabbeinu Tam said no, because he said one time all the grapes weren't ripe. Are you going to say that year there'll be no din of Yai Nesach? So the Ritva says, why not? What's Pshat in Taisus? Taisus says that you can't be matir from an unripe grape, because what about if all the grapes are unripe? You're going to say that year there's no din yai nesach? Ritva says, why not? So that year there'll be no din of yai nesach. So he says, Vaisus Taisus svar was, the whole gzair was that we shouldn't be drinking wine with goyim. If this is the wine we have, avada de isu would be chal on it. So these are some of the arguments that Paiskim have against pasteurized wine. Abshleim Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv and Moshe Shturmach talks about in Chuvas and Hagis, Chelek Bey Simon Taf Aleph, the Reb Nishna Alachis, Reb Nasha Klein talks about it, and Chelek Yud Bey Simon Lamedal, that meant noita to be machme. But Lameiser, if Moshe finds the Nigris Moshe, he's maker with pasteurized wine, but Pshitas. He doesn't go into the Etzim Shaila, he just explains that it has the shear of Vishal. It's in Yeridei Chelek Gimel Simon Lamedal. If Kiniri held it once Chazal didn't assure it, we don't have Kayach to assure it. The same thing in Minchas Yitzchak, Dayim Weiss, Chelek Zayin Simon Samach Aleph, your souls, the pasteurized wine is mutter. So let's make a sikkum of what we have. The Gemara talks about chaimitz and yayin mevushal and aluntis and says that there's no din of yayin nesach on these things. And the shaila is, why isn't there chasnas? And the Rambam says he say that any yayin which is not royal and asech, there's no din, they weren't geyser on such wine. Kanira, even though the gzeir was chasnas, but since the gedur of the gzeir was al yayin nesach, they weren't geyser bechlal. We said Shittas Rashi would seem to be that they were guys of chasnas, but chasnas is only with Asa b'shtiyah, and Agamar is talking about Hana. But the Rambam would say even shtiyah, they weren't guys on yayin that's not royal and asich. What could be the pshat is that you don't need the yayin to be royal and asich, but you need it to be yayin. Chayimitz is not yayin, aluntis is not yayin, and yayin mevushal, the Rosh says it's like shriach, the Rashi says it's not yayin. It's a chsayin and the shame yayin shabai. That's what we're talking about. If pasteurized, is that called Ein Roi L'Nasech? Or is that called L'Shriach? Or is that called the Chsarin and the Shem Yayin because it doesn't taste like wine? L'Chari does taste like wine. That's what the Paiskim talk about. Well, maybe once Chazal were in Gezer on it, that's it. It remains Mutta no matter what. Now, just one more Nakud on the Rambam. The Rambam says that since Yayin has to be Roi L'Nasech L'Gab Mizbech, you mix in Sar and Vash, it's not royal nasgam is bech, so mele it's mutter. So like we said, Rishayim asked, first of all, they hold it doesn't have to be royal nasgach avaydazar altogether, that's what the Rush holds. It's just yayim mevushal, because it's loy shkiach ukadayma. But the second kashid Rishayim asked was, even if it's not royal nasgam is bech, why would that stop the avde avaydazar if he menasgach it for avaydazar, a pella? Why is it tali in royal nasgam is bech? And they bring a rai from mazug. Mazug, you do have the din of Yayin Esach, and Yayin Mazug is also not royal in Esach, like it says in Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Zayin. So Terez of Mazug, I'm trying to speak about it. There's another Shvei Rambam, which is Mashmi, didn't hold of the psul of Mazug, Venka Makam Laharich. But I have two Mahalchim in the Achreinim, how to answer the Rambam, why the Rambam should need royal in Esach, Agab Mizbech. I have the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes and Simmem Ches is interesting to Zach. After explaining why the Rambam doesn't hold there is a psul of Mazug, he says the pshat's like this. Yayin is only the derech to menasach in front of the avodah zarah, to pour it for the avodah zarah. If it's not in front of the avodah zarah, that's not really the derech avodah b'kach. So the din by tekruvis is you either need derech avoda or you need kein pnim. So if you're not going to it's derech avoda because it's not in front of the avoda zara, then you need kein pnim. So it's not called a nisuch kein pnim if unless it was a nisuch which is roy to be done on the mizbech. That's a mecheshes is mahalach. A chiddush you have to see in the sugyas in the third parak. The brisker rav, like we said in the previous shiur, we'll say it over again. Rav Shach brings the brisker rav. It's an aviyeji parak in aleph. Of Hilchas Macholas Asuris, that the Brisker Rav says that the site of the Iss of Yayin Nesach wasn't patterned after Issa Tekruvis. The Rambam holds there's two Issurim. There's an Issa Tekruvis, Layibab Yachem Umim Min Acherim, or Lesavit Tevel Abisecha. It's an Issa generalist on all Tekruvis of Eidah Zara. And that's not a din of Macholas Asuris, like we said from Abitzel Panovich. That's a din stam, you can't have monetary benefit from Eidah Zara things. And that's not the Issa which they used for Yayin Nesach. The issa they used for Stam Yenim was the issa of this Gemara, which the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah, Ashechel Zuchem Yechel Yishti Yen Nesicham, that there's a Hilchas Macholos Asuris Dike Issa on the Yayin. That was the issa they used for Yayin Esach. Yen Issa is Dafke Yayin, which is Menusach Agav Mizbech. Yishti Yen Nesicham. It has to be the Yayin, which is Menusach Agav Mizbech, even though they would bring it as the Tekruvis of Eidah Zara. And it would become Nesar. But if they wouldn't be able to menasach agav mizbeach, it wouldn't have the isser of yishtu yei nesicha. It wouldn't have yene isser deraisa. And if it doesn't have that isser deraisa, tshitas haramam is, they didn't have exeris yei nesach on it. Very geshmakish tickle from the briskirov. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brought, we mentioned this, the Gemara brought a story of Shmuel and Avleit. That Shmuel and Avleit was a guy, Haviasvi, they were sitting, Aisul Kamayu Chamra Mavashla, they brought in front of Shmuel and Avleit, Yayin Mavushal, Mashkeliyade, and Avleit took back his hand, he tried to make sure not to touch it. Amalei Shmuel, don't worry, Amalei Yayin Mavushal, Ayin Mavushim Yayin Nesach, there's no problem of Yayin Nesach, because the Yayin is Yayin Mavushal. So there's an interesting Rambam, which is relevant to this sugya. The Rambam talks about the Ikad Din of Yayin Nesach and Perikid Aleph in Macholos Asuris. In Perikid Zayin, he starts talking about other things. He says, Yesham Dvarim Acheirim Asurais and Cham Mapri She'en Li Yisur and Ikam and Atera. There are other things which Chazal asked, even though there's no Ikam and Atera. Gozro Leim Gdei Lestrachik Min HaGayim. They were Gozer to distance from Gayim. Actually, Sarbem Yisrael V'yavayil Dei Chasnus. So you shouldn't mingle with the Jews and come to intermarriage. Ve'eluhain. And he says, Asru lishtis yimo mafil b'makam she'en lochish liyayin nesach. You're not allowed to drink with them, even when there's no problem of yayin nesach. You're not allowed to drink together with the guy. V'asru lechol pitan abishuleim mafil b'makam she'en lochish liyuleim. You're not allowed to eat their pas or bishulakam. That's the halachas of pas akam and bishulakam. Where even if there's no problem of trey for food, there is an issa of pas akam and bishulakam. But he puts together another halacha of not drinking with them, even when there's no yayin nesach. And he says, Ketzad, halacha yud, perikid zayin halacha yud, leyishtadim in mesim bishul gayim afilushu yayim avushul. You can't drink in a party with gayim, in a suda with gayim, even if it's yayim avushul she'en a neser. Oyshe yayin sheisim ikelev levada. Even if he's drinking wine from his own kelev, the gayim are not touching it, or it's yayim avushul which doesn't have the iser. You can't drink wine together with a mesiba shel gayim. V'mhoye roiv a mesiba yisrael mutter. But if roiv of the mesiba ayidin, it's mutter. So it's not clear what the makar of the Rambam is. Where did the Rambam get that you can't drink together with gayim, even if the wine is mavushal, or you're drinking from your own kelim? The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, where the Torah brings this, he brings this Rambam as his hakdama, to the Inyan of Parasakim and Bishalakim in Siman Kuf Yud Beis in Yeridea, the Beis Yosef says perhaps there is a Tesefta or a Braisa that way. We don't really know the Makar of the Rambam. Now this halach is also not put in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Like we said, the Torah mentions it kind of Derech Agav in the halach of Parasakim and Bishalakim, where he introduces the Inyan of Parasakim and Bishalakim with this Rambam, and he mentions also this thing about not drinking together, even B'makam Shein Lachish Liyayin Nesach. And the Prichadash in Siman Kuf Yudalan, as well as the Shulchan Gevaya and the Arkei Tshuva, bring this Rambam. Not 100% clear if it's halacha l'maisa. But the Shaila is, so what about Shmuel and Avleit? They seem to be drinking together. Yayim Avushal. So the Lacha Mishnah holds it's not Mukhuch B'chlal that Avleit was drinking. Maybe Dafka or Shmuel was drinking. But it's not Mashmah that way in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Aisu Kamayu. was brought in front of them. Taisus also is mefurish. Taisus says, "Bayayim mevushal ein b'mishim yayin esach." Says kein alacha umutte b'magay v'chav min deshasli Shmuel v'avleit. Clearly, the avleit was drinking too. But the Beis Yosef there in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, he says that the Rambam says, "Imhayi roiv ha'misibi yisrael mutter." If roiv of the misiba was yisrael, it's mutter. Faith of Beis Yosef, what's the makar to the Rambam? How does the Rambam know if roiv misiba is yisrael is mutter? No, chap, the question so stark, we don't know what the makar of the Isser is, so maybe wherever the makar of the Isser is, maybe that's where it says that it's mutter. Al Kapanim, Beis Yosef asks this question, what's the makar of the Rambam that roiv misiba yisrael is mutter? And he says he thinks the makar is this Gemara. That Shmuel and Avleit, how is Shmuel on a drink with the guy? He's a raya that Reiv Mesib of Yisrael is mutter. Now the Pri Chadash says, though, that the Rambam says Reiv Mesib of Yisrael is mutter. It's Masha from the Rambam Itayin that Machsu Max is Aser. And he holds away Alach HaLamaisa that Reiv Mesib means Dafka Reiv. Machsu Max is not Reiv. Machsu Max would be Aser. So Eibe Zay, what's Takib Shan and Shmuel and Avleit if there's only two people? One Yid and one guy, so that's not Reiv Yisrael. So he says, you have to say Pshat, and this is what the Beis Yosef means also, he says, is that it doesn't say how many people were there. The fact that it didn't mention the other people is not a raya there weren't other people there. It makes sense to say that there were Reiv Yidin there, and that's why it was Mutter. He says, the Gemara in Gittin Lamashal says that Hatana came with a get, and the Gemara says there's really two people. We didn't mention the second person because Mishim Kvaydai of that Tana. So same thing here. We didn't mention the other people. Shem Kvayt, Dev Shmuel. But there were other people there. And that's why this Gemara is a Makar, that when Reiv Yisrael, it's Mutter. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara here, the Sugi here, discusses the Indian of Gilui. Of if the wine is left uncovered, there's an Issa to drink it because Yechayshish said a snake drank from it. And the Gemara goes to a line of different Prate Dinim. When do you say the Issa of Gilui, when not? Kamavura B'Sugi. I want to speak more Klolius though. This thing, the Chazal Asid Gilui, and Huadin, other things, a lot of other Gemaras that discuss different things, the Chazal Asid Mishum Sakana, different things Chazal say, the Gemara says, different things are Asid Mishum Sakana. There's a Shulchan Aruch Siman Kufta Zayin, which discusses many different things that are Asid Mishum Sakana. Gilui itself, the Shulchan Aruch says that we're not knowing any Issa of Gilui, because the Nechashim are Mitzuyim Beneinu, we'll discuss that a little bit later in the Shir. But Bizman Chazal, and all the other things that are asim mishum sakana, yesh l'ayin, is that an issa deraisa, or is that an issa derabana? Is there an issa deraisa to do these things that are asim mishum sakana, because it is sakana, or is it an issa derabana? The Rambam, in Hilchus Yitzeichu Shmiyas Nefesh, Perikin Alef Halacha Dalet, he starts off saying, he's discussing the din of Micah, putting up a gag, l'sasim dom b'secha, and he says, kol michshol sheyesh b'sakanas nefashis, mitzvah se l'asir l'shami menu. Any michshol which can have a life endangerment is a mitzvah asay to remove that michshol and to be careful from it. L'zor b'dav yafet shenemar hishom alcha u'shmar nafshecha. It says a pasuk hishom alcha u'shmar nafshecha. You have to guard yourself. V'mloy heiser v'niach hamichshelus mevil de sakana bittel mitzvah asay. You mevatel the mitzvah asay of hishom alcha u'shmar nafshecha. And also over leisasim dam beisecha. So this sounds like if someone is not careful about something which is mevili de sakana, he's over a mitzvah say de reisa v'sham al chosh mar nafshecha, as they state in the Rambam. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, harbe dvarim asacham neishem yeshayishbem sakanas nefashis. The line of things that Chazal asked because of sakanas nefashis, v'chol over aleim v'omer hareini misakim ba'atzmi malachem alay bekach. Anyone who's over on the things that Chazal said were asim mishum sakana, and he says, listen, I'm only hurting myself. What does anyone care about this? Or I don't care about this. Makanoisim makis mardus, he gets makis mardus. So the fact that the Rambam says asru chachamim, and the fact that the Rambam says makanoisim makis mardus, is a shtikl mashmis derabanan. But it's fair because l'chayr, the Rambam just said before that sakana, something to do something sakana, is over basay. It sounds like Steraisa, and here he says, Harbi Dvarim Osher Chachamim. How do we understand the beginning of the Rambam is Mashma, that any time you do something which is made with their Sakana, it's Osim Deraisa, and then the next thing the Rambam says, it sounds like he's saying that's Osim Derabanan. What's the shot in that? So the Levush, when he starts Siman Kufta Zayin in Yeridea, and he brings these halachas, he starts off Ksiv, Yishamachosh Menafshkama Oin, uksiven shmaitem oyle nafshe sechem sheyesh mashmais elo shoyne shesarchanum lishmes nafshe shlevis hasmu de sakana. The mashmais of ishamach shmanafshecha shmanim shesechem is that you shouldn't call me de sakana. But then he says afagam shipshutim shleilo uksuven lemayir bezet. Even though Pashup Shah and the Psukim is not mashed that way. It says, Ishamlachosh, Manafshcha, Ma'ip, and Tishchas, Advar, Meshruwe, Necha, that you shouldn't forget Ma'im and Arsinai. And when Ishmael, the Ma'im, Lefshe, Seicha, Miz, it says, Kilaris and Basel, that you didn't see any Basel, you didn't see any form, so Ben Dashchisim, Asislam, Tumunas, Basel, you shouldn't do Avay Desire. It's not mashed, we're talking about physical safety in the Pasuk. So he says, Mikol Makam, Samchu, Chazal, Makroi, Salalu, Va'oshu, Kol, Advar, Mavinus, Al, Medei, Sakana. So he sounds like he holds that there is no Issa Deraisa to call me Deisakana. It's just Chazal made an asmachta with these psukim, they shouldn't call me Deisakana. Samchu Chazal and Mekorei Salolu V'Oshu call Hadvarim V'Yim Salam Deisakana. But then he says another thing. He says, V'Nirali Loim Eshenuch Lam Deinu Zeh Mimitzis B'nei Noyach. It says, B'nei Noyach Ach Esdimchem Lafshisechem Edresh, that you're not allowed to kill yourself. So Memela, but it sounds like that also. It's not clear that you can't be yourself a day sakana. Maybe it's only if you're deliberately killing yourself. That's why Chazal were geizer and they said, Chamir sakanta v'yisur. And he goes on, he says the lashon of the Rambam, Mafili of the undermaining masakan is atzmi umalachay malai bekach, emaini mak bekach. What do I care? What do you care what I do? Elamakanay samakis, marindis kamei bechol shari surim sha'osu chachalim zal. So the levush is taka mashman at the din of not calling de sakana is a din derabanan. But the Rambam is not mashman that way. The Rambam says that Yo'ivada say Vishamlach Shmanafshachamait. That misses this aura that the psukim are not talking about physical safety. It's aura from the Achrenim. The Gemara in Brachas had mentioned it because the Gemara in Brachas says that there was a chassid that was davening Shmoneh Esrei and a Goyish Sar greeted him and he didn't greet him back. He was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Sari said, what do you mean? I could have killed you. And the Torah says, v'nishmaritam oedlan afshay seichem. So that sounds like the Gemara is darshing v'nishmaritam oedlan afshay seichem, that it's going on physical safety. The Marsha stels the chop on that. The Minchas Chinuch and Siman Tavkuf Memvav, he says, but how do you know that that's what the Gemara is darshing? The Gemara just quotes that from the Sari. Maybe the Sari was just a Christian person that raised the Torah. He was min aminim amahabchem divilikim chayim laminas, maybe, who knows? But he said, the Rambam says it, he says, mistamin is a makar, and then he says, there is a mafurish in makar, it's a gemara in shvuah stafam and vav. The gemara says, in a makal atzmai, makal schaver is over on a limoy sakal, whatever it is, a makal atzmai is over on a shom l'chosh man afshcham oid. So it sounds like because prisming makal himself and bringing himself a day klali is over on this, as Mashman is talking about shmir saguf, physical safety also. But the Levush seems to learn it's an asmachta. But the consensus of the Achrayim is not the way. The Chsam Seifa Eifin Art is very clear that it's Avada Din Deraisa. The Tfuah Shar in Simul Chadash Simin Yud Gimel, Sifkat and Beis, he's discussing if Balta Shaksu is Deraisa. Because again, the Tari says, Laisa Shaksu is Nafshe Seichem, Bechol HaSheritz HaSheritz, right? They shouldn't be Meshakitz Yid Nafshama with eating these Macholas Tmeis. And Chazal Darshan like Shaksu Shisechem, they shouldn't do things that are disgusting. So the Shalas is it the Raisa or the Rabbanan? He claims to say it's the Raisa, the Achrayna being a Raisa to Rabbanan because the Rambam says Osru Chachamim. It sounds like it's the Rabbanan. So the Tvushar says, you can't bring a Raisa because the Rambam says Osru Chachamim. The Rambam says, look, Abbe Sakana, also Osru Chachamim, Harbi Dvaram Neshashim Sakana is the Fashis. And of course, the Raisa. And then he brings a levush that sounds like he holds it to Rabbanan, and he says, it's incorrect. Of course it's their Isa. Says, Asher Chacham Kamin, it's their Isa. That's what the Simla Chadash Yisrael Chassam Seif holds that way. The Tvur Shar holds that way. The Mabit and Kiryat Sefer also Nemzon, that Avad, it's their Isa, Avad, the Drasha, the Pasuk is a real Drasha. In Chayshim Mishpat, at the end of Simon Tavchav Zayim, where it's discussed also the din of Sakana, there the Sma also is Mashman and Esteraisa. And the Baragailish tells us, why does the Mechaba say he brings Lashon and Rama Makanais and Makis Mardis? So he says, Tupshatim, either because he holds Esterabana and Esmachta, like we said from the Levush, or that really it is Esteraisa. But you don't get Malkus, because since that's not the Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk, So it's only in Joshua from the Pasuk, so there's no Malkus for it. It's not alive. It's like Chatzis Shir, which is Asim in Atayra, without Malkus, that there'd be a din of Malkus Mardis. So the Mabit and the Tvur Shar and the Chsam Sefer, and Kama other Rishayim Neman Klar, that Dvarim Mevil De Sakanas De Raisa, and the Tvur Shar is very clear. And who would then anything the Chazal say is Asim Shum Sakanas, Asim Mide Raisa? But the Bera Gaila has two pshatim, and that's what the Levush says. The thing is, the Levush himself, the Chayshim Mishpat, seemed to be Chayzer from what he said in Yeridaya, because he brings down the Lashon of the Rambam, Harid Varam Basucham, Ne Sheshim Sakanas the Fashis, Vei Mechlal Isham Melchash, Menavshcha Vegaymer. And then he goes on in Sif Yud Aleph, in Tavcha Vav and Chayshim Mishpat, Kala Eivad Varam Eilu Keitzvim, Vayimer, Eini Mesakim, Meatsu, Malachem Lai Bekach, Eini Mak Bekach, Makanas and Makis Mardis, Sher Avral Isidei Reisa, Duxivi Shamachon Shmanavshcha. Mamish Lehebuch, what he said in Yeridaya, because he's Eivan Isidei Rabbanon. So the Pashas is that there's an Isidei Reisa. Now there's a middle sheet also, and this would explain the Rambam good, that when you put yourself in a Sakana Vadi Eivan Isidei Reisa, Vadi Shamachon Shmanavshcha Ma'ayin, is an Isidei Reisa. As I state in Rambam, the Makaris and the Gemara and Shua Saflam Evav, and Brachis. So what does the Rambam say? Harbidvarim Asru Chazal. So he brings the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kufta Zayin, Sif Katan and Zayin, which he brings a lot of Shitas, the Prima Gadam, it says the Raisa. He brings the Rabbeinu Rucham, that's Mashmas the Rabbanan, like the Levush in Yeridei, and he brings in the Shem Aryeh, that if it's a Sakana Berura, like a Kir Nati in the Geshur Ua, it's a clear Sakana, so then that's an Issa Raisa. Now, Shagain, the things that Chazal asked in Mishum Sakana, the Pshat is, it's not really, it's only a Chash Sakana. A Chash Sakana doesn't have an Issa Deraisa, that's only an Issa Derabana. So now in Shtim, the Rambam first in Halakha Dalit is talking about when you have a real Chash Sakana, that's an Issa Deraisa. Now, Shagain, the Rambam in Halakha 8, it says, Dvar Ram Osru Chachamim, and Makadeis and Makas Mardis, that's only because it's a Chash Sakana, and the Mela doesn't go right into the Issa Deraisa, that's only an Issa Derabana. The Igros Meisha, the Chai Shemish with Chaylik Bey, Simenai and Vav, also names on that way. Like this Tshuva Shem Ayer that the Darkei Tshuva brings. He's discussing there if it's Mutta to smoke, and he says that he had the head of Shem Epesayim Hashem, and he says here in the Tshuva that that head is not for something that's actually dangerous. Avadi can't say Shem Epesayim Hashem is something which is actually dangerous, but something which is unhealthy. That's not considered a sakana, that's considered a chash sakana. That's what he says, that you don't have the issa deraisa v'sham mechash v'nafshecha ma'id, and that's why some things chazal asid min derabbanan, because they're not healthy. It's a chash sakana, and that's issa derabbanan, makis ma'idis. And the Rambam, he says, in Uchaz Dei, is perik dalet, brings a lot of things to do because they're healthy, and he doesn't say there's any issa. He stam says it's swara, and a healthy body is necessary for avodas Hashem, and the male is important to be healthy, it's important not to be sick. And he said, but it doesn't say anything, and with the clarkite that there's an issa sakana b'chlal. Vaistai itself, it depends on many, many different factors, and what people normally do for their own personal enjoyment, v'chuli, which is not necessarily sakana, because a lot of people do, and they don't begin to get a sakana, it's only a miyat. That doesn't go right in the issa deraisa v'shamach hashash shumanash chumayin. That could mean issa derabbanan. The Rabbanan said different things that have a chashash sakana. But if everyone does it, then you have a shame of Sayyim Hashem. So we have three possibilities. We have a possibility that a Shamal Chash and Avshkam Ayd is only an Asmachta. Rabbi Niruchim, he says, the Darkei Tshuva brings down the Levush in Yeridaya, sounds that way. The Baragoyla has one side that way in Chayshemish with Simon Tav Chavav. And we have what the Das of Rav Gedali Achreinim, the Tvur Shar, and the Chsam Seifa here, and the Prima Gadim, and the Mabit, and others, that all these things are also mida raisa. And then we have this middle sheet that from the Darkei Tshuva brings from the Shem Aryeh, and the Igros Meisha also holds that way, that there's a difference. If there's a real present danger, an immediate danger, an immediate potential danger, that's also mida raisa. Now, Shagin, if it's just a chash, it's just unhealthy, it could call me de sakana, but it's only a chash. Most of the times it doesn't. That would only be also mida rabbanan. I want to tell you, I think it's a machloikis Rishayna, machloikis Tzayzin Ramban later on that Flamed Hay. Like we mentioned, the Rishayna already say that we're not makbid on Gila because we don't have snakes anymore. And the Rishayna stells the up on a shayla, what happened to the din that when Chazal asked something, kol davar shenaseh b'minyan tzarech minyan achal atir. We have the Gemara in Bayit Daf Dalet and other places. When Chazal asked something, even though there was a certain time why they made this takana or gezeira, and the time doesn't apply anymore, the takana remains. You need a minyan achal atirai. So why don't you say the same thing with gilui, that when Chazal asked gilui, so even though now there are no more snakes, but the issa should remain. So Taisis is an aflamin heyim and aleph, diba maskel chada katani, towards the end of the Taisis, that he says, and he compares it to another thing that he's discussing, but he says that anu she'ein echashim mitzuyim b'neinu ein lachash mishum gilui, ve'ein loyim edavash v'minyun v'tzarech minyun achalat tiroi, ki vaday kashenesu tchilay asu v'makam she'nechashim mitzuyim. And by Yayin Nesach, he also wants to explain what we had mentioned in a previous year, that today that people are in Menasech for Avodah Zarah, so the Gzeira doesn't apply. And he says, what about Tzarech Minyan Achal HaTirei? So he says, also the Gzeira is only for the Menaschim. The Ran, at the end of the fifth parak, seems to Nemam Shatan Taisis, the Brichadash brings this down in Siman Kufta Zayin, that he means that once the time is bottled, you could be batal at takana, but that's the chari very shver. That doesn't stim with a lot of plays in Shas, which says even when it's batal the time, it's not batal the takana. But the chari pshat in Taisus is like this: that it depends what the gzera is. If you have the gzera in a specific thing, they will gzera a certain thing. This, you have two things about a gzera. You have the tam of the gzera, and you have the geder of the gzera. You have the reason why they will gzera, and you have what the gzera is. They will gzera for a certain reason. But what is the gzeir? The gzeir is kach v'kach. So then, even if the reason is batal, you need a minyan achal atirai. But if by gilui, the gzeir gufa was, be careful of snakes. That was the gzeir. Be careful of the snakes. When there's no snakes, there's no iser. And the same thing Taisus holds by Yayin Nesach, the gzeir was, be chayshish, that someone who's menasach wine will be menasach this wine. That was the gzeir. It wasn't said about someone who's not menasach wine. That wasn't the gzeira b'chlal. It's not a gzeira that a guy asks. Why does a guy ask it? Why would the gzeira a guy asks? Because they were chayshish shul b'menasach. So even if now you don't have the chash, you still have the iser. The gzeira was, be afraid that this person who's menasach will be menasach. Be afraid a snake will come and put in his eris. The Matayenison in Siman Kufta Zayin explains it very nicely in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, because they didn't stam aser wine that's megula. I mean, if you're watching the wine, it's just as revealed, you're just making sure that no snake is coming. So they asked a chash of a snake coming. That's what they asked. If there are no snakes, there's nothing to watch. Same reason why Chazal asked learning by a light, minkayil aranera on Shabbos, because you might tilt the light. And today, there's no way to tilt the light, so it's mutter. Why don't you say it became aser, so even though the tam is not there, the gzeir remains. Because they asked, they told you, be chayshish, you'll tilt the light. Here there is no light to tilt. I mean, v'harai, because even b'shas then, they matter adam chashiv, it doesn't tilt the light, v'chuli. They matter if there's a shamer. They told you to be chayshish, there's nothing to be chayshish, there's no light to tilt. But I'll go upon, and that's what Taisus says. Taisus says that the gzeira that they made was not a gzeira on places where don't have nechashim. Doshtein Taisus. Vashengen in the Ramban, he asks the same question. The Ramban's also in that flamen heyim and aleph, and he says about a certain thing that you need a minyan achal atirai, and he says avashar megulin lo yeshivu bezin aleim v'leimeshu v'minyan elashay asurin aleim neshek sekanasu mitzuyu lehem. That there never was a nesu b'minyan. Chazal asked because there was a sekana. I think this is mamish d'machlokes. I don't see any other way to learn even. Taisus is clear that Chazal sat and made an iser b'minyan. If you're going to say that it's asur min deraisa, because there is a chash sakana, there's no way Chazal can asur b'minyan. Iser b'minyan means it's an iser derabanan. If it's asur min deraisa, so all Chazal are telling you, they're being made dear you, they're explaining to you that there is a sakana. There is a sakana, so b'mel, it's asur min deraisa. That's not called nesu b'minyan, there happens to be a sakana. So there's no kasha, it's a davish nesu b'minyan, tzarech b'minyan achal atirai. And that's what the Rabban is saying. It was never Nesu b'minyan. Chazal are telling you, this is a sakana. It's a sakana of a male. It's asur midrash, like every sakana. That's what the Rabban holds. Now, Shengen Taisus, who's muching about Nesu b'minyan, and he explains that the minyan was dafka when there was Nechashim, he's klar saying it was Nesar b'minyan. He has to explain, why don't you say Tzarech minyan achal atirai? because the Issa doesn't apply to places that they're known Nechashim. So Vais is clearly saying it's an Issa Derabanan. Aye, why is it Nasimi their Isat Sakana? So either you could say that Taisus holds that the whole din of Sakana is Derabanan, but that's not like the Roy of Gdele Achrenim. Or you could say, like the Igris Meshach, like the Shemaye, that Gila is not really such a big Shash Sakana. With their Isa, you wouldn't have to be Chayish for the Sakana. Their Abanan made a Xerah to be Chayish for the Sakana. Balkabanim and Taisus is clear that it's an Issa Derabanan. So, but then I see clearly that it's a Machlaikis Taisus and their Aman. Is it an Issa their Isa and Issa their Abanan? Now, Nigadin of Gilui that we mentioned that the Rishayim say that now we don't have Nechashim, so we're not Makban on Gilui, and they're saying Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufta Zayin Sif Aleph that there's no Din of Gilui anymore because we don't have Nechashim. Lamaisa, there are people that are Makban on Gilui. The Brisket Shuva brings the Shlah. The Brisket Shuva there brings the Shlah that says that Shem and Afshi Yichuk Mizeh, and it brings the Raya because why the Tur bring all the Dinim? Elamite is a Maila Gedela to be Nizabimit, and he brings that the Gayin Achasid Agram, the Vilna Gayin, was very Nizar in it. And that's also brought in the Pasar Shulchan from a Talmud of the Gayin. It's in Simon Beis of Katan Laman Beis that he was Neig in all Dina Gili, period. And he said that it was only Tam al Pipshat was Nechashim, but there's other Tam Nestorim al Pisayid so that's why you should be Nizar in it. And the Brichadish also mentions another thing that he says that in the Arts of Samayev, there are places that have Nechashim. He says, not so Matzi, but it is a Shtikl Matzi. So Mela, that's also a reason to be Nizir and Gilui. So Halacha L'maisa, the Ikka is like the Shulchan Aruch Halada that it's Mutter, but there are people that are Makbun on it, the Chazinish, and the Tamini of Chazinish are also Makbun on Gilui Kedas Agra.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.